Hey kids, Croy Bierman here. I'm gonna read a book with you guys today, and it's called When Edgar Met Cecil by Kevin Luthart. Edgar had a nice life. He loved to play ball with his best pal, Quincy. On the weekends, they watched scary movies, and after school, they liked to build stuff. One day, Edgar's parents told him that they were moving. "No, I can't leave Quincy," Edgar cried. "He's my best friend." But it was true. Edgar's family headed off for their new home. He waved goodbye to Quincy and everything he had ever known. Their new town felt big and strange. So did Edgar's new school. Everything was very different. The kids looked weird. They dressed funny. They listened to bizarre music. And they ate strange food. And the biggest, weirdest kid kept staring at Edgar. He stood next to Edgar in the cafeteria. He sat across from him in the computer lab. And he kept an eye on Edgar when they lined up for gym class. Edgar felt uncomfortable around his new classmates. At recess, he found a quiet place to play by himself. He missed Quincy. That night, he had a horrible nightmare. The next day, Edgar played by himself again. Suddenly, he realized the big weird kid was heading his way. "What does he want?" Edgar wondered. "He looks scary."
"Arrgh!"
"You scared me," the big weird kid said. "My name is Cecil." "Oh, my name is Edgar." "That's a funny name," Cecil said. "Hey, can I help?" Edgar and Cecil played together for the rest of recess, and every day after that for the next week. Together, they built something truly amazing. "You know, you're a pretty cool new kid," Cecil said. "And you're pretty cool for a big weird kid," Edgar replied. And the two friends made plans for their next adventure. Hey kids, I hope you enjoyed that book. Tune in next week for another Read with a Falcon.